Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So can I tell you, every time you describe the wind today as gusty.
Gusty, yeah.
I get jealous because I have a hard time with the word gusty. I want to say gutsy.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Which could also kind of be applicable. It's a gutsy wind.
Yeah, because the wind is strong enough to knock you right off your feet. So it's got some guts.
Which is aggressive.
Yeah.
It's gutsy.
It does have some guts to it. Yeah.
There are certain words that sound alike and I combine them. It's like weary and wary. Weary means tired. Wary means sort of cautious or on your guard. And a lot of people use the word weary when they mean wary. And I cut them slack on that because I think sometimes they could maybe be interchangeable. If you're suspicious of someone, oh, I'm tired of you too. I'm weary.
But you have to.
But it's not what you mean.
You have to enunciate because you can say weary and almost sounds like you're saying wary.
Ah, good weary. Point. So every time I use it, I should say weary.
Yeah, exactly. Say it just like that.
Or say weary.
Just extend the weary.
Say it like you're gutsy, not gusty. Yeah.
Weary. Weary.
I think we all have those words.
It's like you're pronouncing a word to a small child.
Right.
Say it with me. Weary.
And then Rocky will go, this is when it started. I'm going to have to explain this to a professional someday. This is when I knew she was losing her marbles.
January 9th. When it all started.